with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador pledged Friday to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage the growing number of migrants traveling to the United States. President Biden says the U.S. and its southern neighbor must keep cooperating on key issues.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing. We see in our security cooperation, we're working side by side to combat arms trafficking, to combat, tackle organized crime, and to address the opioid epidemic, and including fentanyl, which when we talk privately, I want to tell you about my great conversation with Xi Jinping on that issue.
House Republicans have targeted securing the border as a defining issue. Federal regulators are screening imported batches of cinnamon for high lead levels in connection with a fruit pouch recall. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says it suspects tainted batches of cinnamon from a company in Ecuador is the likely source of high lead levels found in pouches of applesauce packaged for children. The pouches, sold under brand names Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss, have been pulled off the shelves, but the FDA reports more children have been sickened by lead poisoning. So now inspections are focusing on the cinnamon in the applesauce. But there haven't been any other illnesses linked only to the spice. At least 34 children who consume the fruit pouches were reported sickened by lead poisoning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up a point, the NASDAQ rose 11, the S&P 500 advanced 5 points. This is SRN News. A battle for religious freedom in Minnesota.
Crown College and the University of Northwestern St. Paul want to participate in a state program that allows students to earn free college credits for completing college-level coursework in high school. But the state either wants to bar the schools because they are religious or impose state mandates on them if they participate. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty is representing the colleges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights filed a charge of discrimination against a Christian hair salon owner. Christine Geiger of Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City posted on social media, "Men who are living as women are not welcome at her business." An administrative law judge will now oversee a hearing and issue a recommendation. The Civil Rights Commission will then have a final say in the ruling. Penalties can include monetary compensation and potential suspension of Geiger's license. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street edged higher in quieting, closing out a third straight winning week and keeping November on track to be its biggest. Several retailers reported better results for the latest quarter, joining a long list of companies in what's been a stronger earnings reporting season than hoped. But the main reason for this week's leap for stocks was rising hope that the Federal Reserve is done hiking interest rates and maybe in turn cutting them next year. The Dow was up 1 point today to 34,947. The NASDAQ gained 11 to 14,125. The S&P 500 added 5 points to 4514. New York oil rose $2.99 to $75.89 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.